The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Eliezer Gwartzman, Rosh Chabur in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Dayan for the Mechon Halacha Urufua of Chaim Aruchim, a division of Agudas Yisrael of America, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Masechtes Nozir, Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin with Beis brings a machloikis. What is the Iker Isser? Is the Iker Isser to cut payas? Does it go on the person who's cutting it, or does it go on the person whose head's being cut? And the Gemara says that on the tzad that we go basa the nikif, basa the head of the person being cut, if somebody goes and cuts the payas of a cotton, since a cotton is not mechuyiv in the Isser of HaKafu, Hayos is a cotton, the Isser of Leisakifu, the Isser that the Torah tells us not to cut off the payas does not apply to him. And therefore, the person who will cut the payas is also Potter, because he is cutting payas of a person who is not a Barchiyuv. And the Gemara goes on to tell us that the wife of Rav Huna, when she used to give her children haircuts, used to cut off the payas. As Tosfos explains, the Gemara, that Rav Huna's wife actually would cut off the payas of her children. And the question which L'chaira has to be asked is, L'chaira, Enechanami, you're right, that there's no Isser mitzad the makif, there's no Isser mitzad the person who's cutting it, and therefore Rav Huna's wife didn't care to cut off the children's payas. But what happened to the mitzvah of chinuch? L'chaira, we know that parents are obligated to be mechanech their children, and therefore, why is it that Rav Huna's wife was not concerned about the chinuch? This idea of chinuch in cutting off, in leaving payas and not cutting it, the etzem, is something that is very accepted in Klal Yisrael. We know that there's an Indian that many mishpachas have a minig in Klal Yisrael to do something called an upsharing. That is, when a child is 3 years old, they give him a haircut and they make a simcha celebration. What is the Indian of an upsharing? So the poskim can bring down that this is because a child turns 3 and we're being mechanichim with the mitzvah of payas harosh, and therefore we make a tremendous suda, a tremendous simcha. And the question is, why bedafka this mitzvah of chinuch, and why bedafka when the child turns 3 is this minig done? Before I go on to explain the makaris of the minig and the reason for the minig, a short disclaimer. The Beis Yosef in Hilchos Yontif brings a tshuvas marik that a posik in Eretz Yisrael should not be consulted to deal with Yontif Sheni Shailas, because Hayois, the Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, does not keep Yontif Sheni himself. He does not have the proper sensitivity towards it. Hayois, I come from a mishpacha that does not have the minig of an upsharing. Maybe my sensitivity is not fully there, but I will do my best to explain the makaris of the minig. So, there's Be'etzim and Medrash Tanchuma and the Medrash Yalkut Shimoni on the Pasuk. It says, Shalosh Shanim Arelim Lo Yeyochel. When a person plants a tree, so for the first 3 years there's Orla, and they should not eat the fruit of the tree. Uveshana Harevius, in the fourth year, Kodesh Yilulim LaHashem. It's Kodesh, it's not the Revai. We take the fruit and we bring it to Yerushalayim. The Medrash says on this Pasuk that it could be learned out for chinuch of the children, that until the child is three, there's no inyan, one should not be mechanech the child the Torah. He's too young, he can't understand. As the Medrash says, she'eni yochel adabi b'toiv, he can't speak very well, and therefore it's very hard for him to do mitzvahs. The fourth year, yekodesh ilulim, she'aviv makdisha the Torah. So the Alkat Shemoni and the Medrash Tanchuma brings down that till a child is 3 years old, he's too young to learn Torah. After a child turns three, and now he starts his fourth year, a father should go away to teach him Torah. The Ramon Yeredeo Simin Reish Memhei Sivches Taka brings us down that Miad Sheyir Ben Gimel Shtonim Shleimos, as soon as a child turns 3 years old, we teach him the Torah. This is when we should start teaching him Aleph Beis, and this is when a child is roy to start learning how to read, first by learning Aleph Beis and then moving on from there. The Taz in Sifkot and Gimel says, where does this come from? The Ramah writes to wait till a child is three and really starting his fourth year. It's Merumas in the Pasuk of Shalosh Shanim Arelim. Itaka brings this Pasuk. And this is the Makar Be'etzem to start teaching a child Torah when he turns 3 years old. And this is Be'etzem the Minig that Klal Yisrael has, that on the day of the Upsharon they bring the child to Cheder, to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe starts teaching him Osius in order to be Mekayim this din. The Shalos Tshuvos Arugas HaBoisem in Arachayim Simin Resh Yud brings down the following Shaila. Now before we get to the Arugas HaBoisem, all we really have so far is a Makar that when a child turns 3 years old and starts his fourth year, there's an Inyan to start reading, learning how to read, and to teach him Torah. The Arugas HaBoisem in Arachayim Simin Resh Yud brings down the following Shaila. There was a child that was sick, and it was very, very difficult for him to walk around with his hair. His hair was long and it was heavy for him. And the question that they asked was, are they allowed to give him a haircut before he's 3 years old? And the Arugas HaBoisem starts off and he says, this is really a minikad moinim, chasidim v'antzei maisa, to wait until a child is three before cutting his hair. And therefore, one should not be mevatel the minik. And he goes on to say that even though be'etzem it's a minik, there's really a makar from a medrash as well, and he brings this minik, this medrash that we mentioned, of not starting to teach a child Torah until the child turns four. And he says, therefore, included in that is chinuch. And based on this medrash, a person should taka be makbid bedafka to wait until 3 years old to cut the hair. Not because there's anything to keep the hair on the head, but rather because by cutting the hair and giving a child payas, we are being mechanachim in this mitzvah, and we're not mechanach before three. As I zokta, I he tainas that there's a gan hamelech that wants to say that you could even push off the simcha, which we'll get to in a minute. Zokter, the Gan HaMelech is only talking about pushing it off after the child's three. Instead of doing it on his birthday, the day he turns three, you could do it a little bit later. But even the Gan HaMelech is maskim not to do it earlier, and therefore he comes out very stark, even though we're dealing with a child who's a chayla, and it's something that's difficult for the child. The Gan HaMelech's opinion was that this should not be done under any circumstances. I'm sorry, the Arugas HaBoisem's opinion was that it should not be done under any circumstances. What is this Gan HaMelech? So this Gan HaMelech is Be'etzem a very interesting Shaila. The Shaarei Tshuva in Hilchos Chol HaMoed in Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph brings this down. And the question over there is, can one perform an upsharon on Chol HaMoed? We know there's an isser to take haircuts on Chol HaMoed. So the question is, can one give his son an upsharon on chalait? So the Gan HaMelech, not only does he allow to give an upsharon on chalait, but the Gan HaMelech had a shayla with a child that was born before Pesach, and with the pre-Pesach rush, I imagine, it was very difficult for the Olam to have time to come together and to make a proper simcha for an upsharon. And the shayla was, can they push off the child's birthday until, obviously not the birthday, but could they push off the upsharon until the child is 3? That was the question. And the question was, they won't do it right before Yontif. They'll do it on Chol HaMoed. And that was the shayla that they asked the Gan HaMelech. And the Gan HaMelech took a stand and he said that not only can they, maybe they should, because since it's a Gros HaMitzvah, and by pushing it off, the Simcha will be much greater. Therefore, he held Fakert, even though the child was born before Yontif, you could push it off and do the haircut on Chol HaMoed. And since you're being marbe b'simcha, it's something that should be done. He even brings a raya from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes over there that if a katan was born before Yom Tov, you could cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. Shtal tzach the shayla, a katan's born before Yom Tov, why are you cutting his hair on Chol HaMoed? He's just born. You're not even supposed to cut his hair. Says the Gan HaMelech, you know, we're talking about a child who was born 3 years ago before Yom Tov, and now his third birthday comes before Yom Tov. Says the Mechaber, you're allowed to cut his hair. It's not a problem. And therefore, Zakti Gan HaMelech, it's a Befeish HaMechaber, and he wants to say that it's Takam Mutter. As I Zakt, the Gan HaMelech. So, this is the Yesoid of the Arugus HaBoisem, that not only were we able to push it off, but you could push it off even on Chol HaMoed, but that's only to push it off. But to make it earlier, that's Zokta Arugus HaBoisem, you can't do. There's a sefer called Child Sechuvas HaParkasta Da'anya. In Simin Reis Samach Aleph, he is very stark chaylik on this. And he says that L'chayra, if you're telling me that the Indian is chinuch, and there's a time that Chazal shtel davek for the proper time for chinuch to be there. So the same way there is an iser to push it off to make it earlier, there should be the same iser to push it off. L'maisa, you are not doing the right thing. There's a time, and the same way the time, you shouldn't do it earlier, why should you do it later? And in Mela, he wants to say that if there's no reason, avada, a person shouldn't do it. But that much, he does want to say, that could be, if let's say, it can't be done bismani, many people have a meaning not to make an upsharon, let's say, during Sfira. So not only would the person, be obligated to, not to make it earlier, he can make it later. But zikha, to make it earlier, he shouldn't do it. Now, the question, be'etzem, is that we're coming out, that is bedafka an inyan of chinuch not to be mechanach a child before 3 years old and to start actually by 3. And the truth is, this is not a mitzvah which is mugbul to pace. The Shari Tshuva in Simen Yudzayin Sivkot and Base brings a bunch of shittas as to when a child should start wearing tzitzis. There are shittas that hold that it should bedafka be done when he turns 3. Because again, that is the mitzvah of chinuch, that at 3 we start chinuch. The question is, why do we make the whole party bedafka by Pesach Rosh? There are many mitzvahs that a child could do. He could put on tzitzis. why is it that the party revolves around cutting his hair and specifically putting payas on his head? And the Achreinim want to say that the reason is a person who puts on payas, when a child is now wearing payas, he now has a certain tzura of a yid, the way a yid is supposed to look. And because the child is given a tzuris yisrael at that point, it is bedafka then that we make this party and have a gevaldike simcha. The question though is, if we're saying that there's a za oishtel of a simcha when someone reaches the age of 3, so why was it that Rav Huna was not concerned? And taka, what happened to the mitzvah of chinuch? So the truth is, it's really very shver as to where this inyan of chinuch comes from by peis. Because there are many rishonim that speak out that the chiyuv of chinuch is only by a mitzvah saseh. There's a Tosfos Rishonim and Yuma and other rishonim as well who mention this, that there's a chilik between a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah slo saseh. And the only time one is mechuyev to be mechanech his children is be'ikr by a mitzvah saseh. By a mitzvah slo saseh, there really is no inyan of chinuch. And the svara lechalik is as follows. The yisayid of chinuch is to get a child in the habit of doing mitzvahs. A mitzvah saseh requires a habit to get up and do something. If a person's not morgul in doing something, it will be difficult for him to be able to do it. Masha'en kein a mitzvah slo saseh. Person has to not do it. That does not require the same habit, and therefore many Rishonim say that there's no inyan of chinuch. And therefore, if that's the case, it could be that's the reason why Rav Huna wasn't concerned. Although today the minig is to make a whole suda, but be'etzem tzarechin, if there really is a mitzvah chinuch b'chlal, because could be leisakifu is a lav, and therefore there's only a mitzvah leisaseh. And it could be for that reason Rav Huna did not feel the need to give his children peace.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.